This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hour two of the G-Bag Nation live here, Twin Peaks in Grand Prairie. We got 4 hours of sports remaining for you here in the nation. Brian, it looks like the NBA is recognizing the same thing you have recently, these injuries that are popping up. We got an update on that here coming up for you in about 5 minutes.
Okay, I got you, man.
Yeah, it's a little unsettling.
Yeah.
I think injuries are up like 24% this year, and star players missing more time than ever. So the NBA is moving to get some clarity here. But how about the foul called against Brandon Williams last night to rob the Mavs of a chance at tying the game late? You can see watching it what they thought they saw, you know, and why they called it. Maybe from the opposite angle it looked like, and that happens in football quite a bit, where it looked like the guy with the ball might have done something to push the defender down towards the sideline. But it really was almost one of the most unbelievable calls of all time, really, because with the excitement under a second to go, he turns the corner, he lays it in. But just another reason to me why we need automation. You know, automation that can judge how much force, you know, Williams' left hand put with the off arm, how much momentum was involved on his way to the sideline. But just, you really can't catch a break right now if you're the Mavs, and that was massively disappointing if you sat through. It was a late game, too.
Yeah.
You're going all the way to over 11 o'clock for this one, and to have it end like that, you got to feel robbed.
Yeah, unless you're pulling for the tank.
There you go.
Unless you're pulling for the loss. I mean, there was a part of me that was like, all right.
Which
I
am.
This is kind of exactly what we wanted here. It gave us a close game. Saw some growth from a couple of dudes, but all of a sudden, they lose the game. Darn it. It's all right.
Okay, speaking of darn it, have you heard the latest that Mavs trade rumor on what they try to do for Luka? Apparently, they called into Minnesota about Anthony Edwards. Did we already know that?
Yeah, that got reported last year, I think, a little bit after the trade happened, that they did call about Wemby, and they called about Anthony Edwards.
Okay, so this is just a reset of that deal. Jason Kidd on his opportunity to join the Knicks coaching staff, quote, "We have a lot of work to be done here to be a champion, and I'm all in. I was drafted here. I won here. I love the city. I love the fans.
Yeah.
So it never crossed my mind to leave Dallas."
I think that's completely false.
Yeah,
that's a ball sack.
That is completely false. I think there was some, you know, there was some conversations within the organization of, hey, go ask Nico. Hey, go ask Jay Kidd. Go ask, you know. I think there was always something going on. I think that he absolutely entertained the idea of potentially talking to the New York Knicks about this job.
I wouldn't have been surprised in the offseason if, while he was exploring that idea and the extension, if Dumont told him, listen, do the extension. If it doesn't work out, we'll move on from Nico, and we won't trade any more players without getting your sign-off or approval again, because I would want a tremendous amount of influence in the personnel, but also assurance that the Nico future wasn't locked into. That's the only way I would have done that. But you never know. Like, there's a big lifestyle difference from North Texas to New York.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I think Kidd was interested in it, though.
Yeah.
I think he was. I think he was talking to people. And
it's one of those jobs in sports.
It's one of those jobs. It's one of those cornerstone, historic franchise jobs that you absolutely, you know, have to consider. So, yeah, I you know, him, you know, we've got a lot to do in Dallas and all that. Yeah, great, you do. But you were going to take the Knicks job if it was offered to you.
He spent so much time up there, you know, that long run with the Nets, not only in New Jersey but in Brooklyn as well. I thought there was a lot that made sense. But I love that Jason Kidd is back. I do think he's one of the better coaches in the NBA. D'Angelo Russell has reportedly rubbed several teammates the wrong way with his approach in practice in a lackluster effort on defense. Role player game, maybe sixth man game, just a toxic superstar mindset. Not just a superstar mindset, but he's toxic. He's not a hard worker. I guess it was worth a shot to bring him in. And last night he was pretty good. He had 23 points last night.
Yeah.
But you know, I just think it's, you know, it was you can add him to the list of players that they should move on before too long, because that's not the kind of veteran leadership you want around a young developing team.
There's people in the league. I was talking to some guys last night, just on the way home, that were saying about the whole thing with Cuban, you know, hey, we're going to try and we're not trading and all that. Everybody in the league's like, Dallas needs to get the best package they can for this guy and move on. And
absolutely,
everybody believes that Dallas is going to try and do that. They also, I asked some questions about Cuban and did he screw up the Brunson thing. And there's people that around the league that were saying that what they were hearing was that Cuban didn't believe that Brunson's 18 points a game was worth the money.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't see it as that type of thing. And that you know, the signing him was not going to be worth, you can't pay a player like that that's only averaging 18 points a game.
I mean, in the previous year, he had gotten benched in the playoffs.
Oh, sure.
And he was just really coming into his own as that happened. I think Mark Cuban was stubbornly dug into the idea that Jalen Brunson isn't worth the amount of money.
Oh,
and
yeah,
we offered him $15 million a year, and if he thinks he can get more elsewhere, go ahead. But that one, to me, worse than Steve Nash, because Brunson was healthy. He was younger. But I think as that thing played out, once you got into the playoffs and he gave you the advantage against Utah that he did, that's a time where you reevaluate your thinking. I think that the other factor here is just why Mark Cuban sold the team. It's become an insane cash flow obligation.
I reached out to Mark to try and get him on the show tomorrow.
Really?
I did. I reached out to him and I
was making the podcast rounds.
See if he would come on. I'll let you know. Another thing that I learned last night is Luka doesn't respect non-basketball people.
Okay.
And he, like Jay Kidd, he, like, Luka's okay with you getting in his face if you're a basketball guy or gal. If you're that, if you've got that kind of that credibility to your, you know, you're a coach, you're a front office guy and all that.
You were a great player.
You were,
something like that.
Like Jay Kidd, Jay Kidd could get in his face and say stuff to him because he respected him as a player. There were coaches on the staff that they could get into his face, and because he respected that. I learned he didn't respect Nico at all.
Not
a basketball guy.
Do we have a firm understanding of what the nature of the relationship between Luka and Kidd was there at the end?
I think it was – that's what I was trying to say there.
Yeah.
I think it was fine because what – like if Luka – like if you questioned him, like if Jay Kidd questioned him
– uh-huh.
See, I was trying to figure out what – Jay Kidd's relationship was.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In this, like, did he know that Nico was doing this? And there's people around the league that kind of believe that he had a understanding that something like this could happen.
Yeah.
But he didn't have the full details on it.
Okay, interesting. I know there were a couple of very public moments on the court, including in the playoffs when, you know, Luka looked to be really upset. But players get excited and they, you know.
In that moment, yeah. But if you were a basketball guy or gal, you could Luka, and he would respect those people. But if you weren't, like I say, the whole thing with Nico and the guy who's now the.
DeMont.
Not DeMont, the Riccardi, is that his name?
Oh, yeah. Matt Riccardi.
Yeah, like he's like, nah, not
man, that's
so
a high bar. I think Nico was like player of the decade, or maybe the one of the
he
best players
play.
Of all time at Montana State.
Yeah, well.
You know, and had an international career. That's a high bar.
He didn't think he was a basketball guy.
Ranger tender deadline is tomorrow. They have about another 24 hours to work something out with Adolis Garcia or Jonah Heim. As this gets closer, I don't know if this is the right thing to be doing. Garcia entering the last year of arbitration eligibility. You could likely have him for $10 million in the arbitration process. Heim also was in the last year of arbitration. He's at around $6 million. You know, shoot, after everything that they've done, you better be damn sure that they just haven't had a couple of down seasons, because these are really talented guys. Jonah Heim, really good behind the plate. And I don't think you're going to be able to get better players for sure. You know, you're fishing in the same kind of waters of average players that you're hoping. But I think things between the organization and Doley maybe had gotten to a similar point where the Mavs were with Luka, where they're frustrated with his lack of plate discipline and attention to detail, putting himself in the best position to succeed. I think this is what we're talking about, because $10 million for a starter, one of the best defensive outfielders right. who can hit you 30 to 35 home runs, you're not going to find a profile like that in the free agent market, are you?
What they're willing to spend, probably not. I mean, maybe they can hit on some of these low-budget free agents, but I just don't get the sense that they're going to be paying a ton of money out in free agency this year. But, yeah, I think that this is one where they're probably not going to be able to trade Doley. Maybe they can trade Jonah Heim, but most likely Adolis Garcia is just going to be leaving, and they're not going to be getting anything back for him.
Okay, I guess in CY we trust. You know, and see why we trust.
Doley said a lot.
Doley responded to a Rangers Nation Instagram post showing the report from Morosi. They were shopping him. He threw up a yawning emoji. Evan Grant said if they don't move him at tomorrow's deadline, they will non-tender them and they will become free agents. Yeah. So we're expected to go with Asuna in right field in that situation. And Grant saying veteran Victor Caratini at catcher.
Okay.
He has a 728 OPS the last two seasons and will command around $7 million in free agency. And the Rangers have seven other arbitration-eligible players. So this is going to be a very busy baseball Friday with you tomorrow, as well as getting ready for Cowboys-Eagles.
Well, Caratini also can play some DH and first base for you. And he's a pretty good defensive catcher. So he had some flexibility.
Okay, Brian, you mentioned the other day NBA players getting all injured and stuff.
Yeah.
Shams had the report today. The league's launching a league-wide biomechanics assessment program.
Hmm.
More than 500 players have already gone through a level of testing. There are four rounds of biomechanics testing that still need to be completed for the rest of the season. It's going to be used to optimize performance and try to reduce injuries moving forward. It doesn't make sense why we should be having these, but they're going to turn on the sports science machine, see what the AI cranks out as far as possible solutions for making this better.
I think a lot of it has to do with the pace of the game.
Yeah.
And just how many extra possessions they have now than what they used to have. Even when you look back 10 years, just go back to 2016, you maybe had one team that was consistently getting 100 possessions per game.
Hmm.
Now that number has ballooned big time, just over the last decade.
Yeah.
And then all the stuff with these big guys that are having to do more in terms of covering, playing defense out on the perimeter and things like that. It's just, it's a lot to ask. I think the pace of the game has a ton to do with it.
Yeah, it's contributing to fatigue, and maybe we are getting to a point where, I mean, the league would never scale back dates, you know, but could you add a couple of weeks to a season? Would the NBA Players Association agree to that? We're going to totally eliminate back-to-backs. We're going to get you more days off. We're going to extend the All-Star
break.
When's
this thing in, by the way? Isn't it June? When we, like, we were in the championships,
June.
We were, like, watching games in June?
Yeah. I mean, it is a long season already, and the guys are back into their cities usually by the time we get to mid-September doing pickup games and stuff, getting ready. So it's already down to about, you know, 3.5 months off for the champions and only about 5 months off for, you know, the teams that don't even make the playoffs. So I don't know what you do, you know, but it's in a situation now where the ideal way of playing might be actively getting your guys hurt. It's a strategic decision. Maybe we decide we're going to slow it down. We're not going to have big men chase out to the perimeter. We're not going to prioritize challenging three-point shots as much in a way of preserving our bodies so we're not getting fatigued and putting ourselves in a position to get hurt. All right, how much trouble are the Eagles possibly in? Is one of the topics out there going into this game. DeSean Jackson on A.J. Brown said, as you can tell, it's something else going on, and I got a great relationship with him. I respect him. I can't say it, but I know it's something else going on. It's not all about football. It's not all about X's and O's. I've had situationships with quarterbacks I didn't necessarily like, says DeSean Jackson, and when it ain't there, it sticks out like a sore thumb. And that's all I'm going to say.
It's a hilarious quote. We don't really need it. You to say anything else.
Yeah, he did it all.
Like, I can't say it, but then I'm going to say just enough to let you know that, yeah, we don't know the minutiae of the details here, but we know that clearly A.J. Brown doesn't like Jalen Hurts. You've given it to us.
Yeah.
Thank you, DeSean.
That's the Jerry Jones spin doctor school. I'm going to act like I'm spin doctoring, but really just spell it out all for you here. Is the more I talk, the more I reveal. Hurts, after hearing of frustrations with him in the Eagles locker room, quote, I just got to go to work every day and continue to try and do my best. It really reminds me so much of the Russell Wilson situation in Seattle. Hurts is just a hell of a lot cooler. They did fall apart in 2023.
They did.
They righted the ship in 2024 and won the Super Bowl. So could you look at that and say there's a 50% chance that this does ultimately wear down Philadelphia as the season goes on and frustrations mount? Could it be on the cards for them to, what would they have to lose? They'd have to lose four games here. And they don't have the easiest schedule. The Bears, the Bills, the Chargers, so I guess if you beat them, that would be three, and they'd have to lose three more times with you winning out to take home the division. Mm. What are the odds of that? Less than 1%?
Yeah, that's pretty low. I mean, in terms of the Eagles bottoming out and
it's probably not happening,
not getting deep into the postseason.
But they could be one and done in the playoffs, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're going to be in the playoffs, but I could see this thing kind of I've been hoping. I've been waiting for the combustion in Philly. Unfortunately, they just keep winning damn games until this Sunday. By the way, CeeDee Lamb, Nick Harris in the locker room has this, that he said that he and George were indeed out at Red Rock after curfew ahead of the Raiders game. But any rumor about him throwing up at 7:30 a.m., not true.
I can handle my liquor.
He took offense to that notion, said Nick Harris.
I could do 26 shots without throwing up.
All right, I could hold my own. I was partying my balls off at Red Rock, but I wasn't puking at 7:30 a.m. Get your facts straight.
I can't wait to ask Ferg about this. Like, why weren't you involved? Did you get the invite?
Yeah.
You know, was there a group message going on?
Were you hanging out with the tight ends?
That's good tease.
Yeah, what were the tight ends doing?
Yeah, coming up at 5:35, it'll be time for the Jake Ferguson Show here on your home of the Cowboys. We'll hit the C-Note Cowboys news of the evening live. Twin Peaks in Grapevine here off of this, like 20 in Bush, basically. We'd love to see you come on out. We have Tolo decals while they last, each drinks and scenic views, and we are back here in the nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.